Hello and welcome to another episode of Archived Audio Reviews. This episode is a superhero slash supervillain extravaganza episode with Raygun and Starburst and Kakos Industries, episodes 1 through 5. Raygun and Starburst Season 1. This superhero origin story achieves the same effect as the Deadpool film, while at the same time fulfilling the promises inherent in the genre of space opera comedies. Raygun and Starburst starts off a little lackluster. There's nothing new here, aside from the fourth wall breaking, and even then that feels like a gimmick. It's not until episode 3 when we learn of the larger world and thus the stakes of the galaxy. That being said, the evil overlord is not all that threatening, and his terror comes from characters reacting to him rather than him doing anything all that evil. If you're the kind of person who enjoys a good villain, you may be disappointed. They do rectify this in the last episode, but by that point it's too little too late. The cast of characters are a delight, and the ending surprisingly works, despite it essentially being a deus ex machina. I won't spoil the end other than to say the fourth wall break keeps it from being a poor story choice. Raygun and Starburst is a breath of fresh air for the audio drama medium because it adds something new to the overpopulated space opera comedy genre. Also, if you're a fan of fourth wall breaking, you'll certainly get a kick out of this. It's not quite the same as Deadpool, because it's not the character who breaks it, but it's still very much the same in theory. The foreshadowing commercials are a nice twist on the typical fake advertisements found in shows such as Haitian Gospel Hour, as they serve more than one function. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Kakos Industries, Episodes 1 through 5. A fictional broadcast for a made-up corporation. Kakos Industries is the evil love child of the Bright Sessions and King False AM. And that's not because its structure and style match those two titans of newer audio dramas. Kakos Industries' easy-to-follow format is one of its hallmarks. On average, there's only one character, that of Corin Deeth III, voiced by creator Conrad Mizuk. The show's format is focused on corporate announcements about Kakos Industries and its operations in the world. There's a lot of dry wit humor and dark comedy sprinkled throughout, adding a Pratchett-esque feel to the episodes as a whole. Continuity between episodes is easily forgotten if you're not listening back to back, and it's quite subtle. Most of them take the form of running gags, like Kakos Industries shareholders being the only ones who are able to listen to the announcements. Anyone else should end their lives in a black comedy sort of way. Obviously, this is not for the faint of heart, and contains explicit language such as the occasional F-bomb, and humor that makes you go, "That's just wrong," throughout. Personally, I love it. If I ever get more free time, this goes on my list. Each episode is more or less standalone, and releases each month, along with the full text on their website. 5 out of 5 stars.